Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if we can help you with your garden or your houseplants, the number to call is 800-259-9231. And if you want some extra help, remember, we have a weekly newsletter that I write that comes out every single Thursday. And if you want to see it, go to my website, which is Paul Parent, like mom and dad, parent.com. And at the very top of the page, it says newsletter. If you just click on it, you can sign up for the newsletter. Just put in your email address, and every Thursday, you will get a newsletter. Now, when you're up there, you can click on to newsletter, and you can see what I wrote this past week, just to give you an idea of what is in the newsletter. But every week is different. During the growing season, we talk about vegetables, annuals, perennials, your lawn, shrubs and trees. During the winter, we're going to talk about houseplants, flowering plants, and foliage plants. So it's free. You can receive it. You can print it, eliminate it once you're done reading, whatever you want. But it's every single Thursday. There's a lot of great information that will help you to become a better gardener. And we did something this week to the newsletter that I think for those of you that are just hearing about it, on the newsletter, on the right side, we have made archive, and we have every newsletter for the last year. So just press the date that you missed it, and you can get all the information for that particular week. So just go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and then put in your email address, hit submit, and then take a look at it. It's something that I think will help you and give you a lot of great information. Our phone number, toll free, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Amber from Chester, New Hampshire, who has a question about leeks and a question about manure.
Okay, Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I actually had a couple of questions. One of them is I was trying to grow leeks this summer or spring, and I guess I couldn't find them, but I think my timing was off. So I'd like to know if there's something I can do now about that. And the bigger question is, as far as manures go in the vegetable garden, you know, putting them on now, I don't have cow, but I have horse and I have rabbits. So could I use either of those?
Okay, you can use rabbit manure, no problem. You can use horse manure if it's well seasoned. If you take it right out of the barn, Amber, and you spread it on your garden, whatever that horse ate, whatever grain the horse ate, could end up sprouting all over your garden. But if you're able to let it sit for 6 months where it has a chance to create some heat, the heat will kill the seed that the animal did not chew and break up properly. If you do that, spread it all over the garden. Let the rain, let the snow wash it in the spring. Rototill it in, and you're ready to go. It will really help a great deal. I use animal manure every year in my garden. It's wonderful, and I'll tell you, it really does make plants grow. But you have to make sure that it is seasoned and allowed to create heat. Without the heat, whatever that animal did not grind with his teeth, then you're going to run into a problem. See, a cow has two bellies. He eats it. It sits in one stomach, breaks down, goes to the next belly, breaks down some more. So any of the seed that the cow ate has been totally composted and destroyed with the acids in the animal's stomach. But a horse, it goes in and comes out very, very quickly. So you really need to let sit for a six-month period, and then you're going to be okay. Now, leeks are wonderful. I have leeks in my garden. We've been eating them all summer, and we're still eating them. If you can't find seedlings, buy seeds. Grow them yourself. And what you would do is the middle to the end of February, you start your seedlings in just a regular tray. Sprinkle the seed. Doesn't have to be in rows. It will come up, and it will look just like grass. Let it grow to be 2 inches tall. Once it gets up to be 2 inches, take some scissors, cut it in half. That will make the plant get thicker. It will continue to grow, but the little bulb on the end, the root, will start to mature. Let it come up to be about 3 inches tall. Cut it back to 2 inches. And I'll tell you, if you can start it the middle to the end of February, by the time you get to the middle to the end of April, you can plant those in your garden. So it takes about 60 days inside your house. And when you go to put them in your garden, they're going to be the thickness of the stem of a Q-tip. The bulb will not be like the cotton, but it'll be the diameter of a Q-tip or a lead from a pencil. Now dig a hole about 4 inches deep. You're going to pull the individual plants apart from the soil, set it into the hole, cover it with soil about halfway up, but leave an open hole. And every time it rains or you water, the trench will slowly fill in. The leek will get taller and taller, and then you will fill it in totally. That way you get more of the white flesh of the leek. So they have to be planted deep to give you more of that leek or the onion type coloration of the stem. I have some leeks in my garden still now that we're going to pull some for supper tonight. And they're in the ground 4 inches, and I have probably 2 to 3 inches of white flesh above the ground, so that you really end up with something that's neat. But start them in the house 60 days before. And you can buy leek seeds through any of the seed catalogs, and a lot of the garden centers that sell seeds will have leeks also. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next? Okay, we have open lines. That means if you call right now, we'll get you right up. Now, those of you that have houseplants, make sure that they get fed throughout the winter months. Now, there's two ways of feeding houseplants. You can do it on a monthly basis with something like Miracle-Gro. And what you do is, on your calendar, try either the end of the month or the first of the month. And write on your calendar, feed the houseplant. And that way, when you turn the calendar, you'll know that it's time to fertilize all of your plants indoors. Or you can use something like Osmocote. Osmocote is a little pellet, a little BB. And that will last 90 days in your houseplants. So you sprinkle a couple of teaspoons or tablespoons, depending on the size of your pot. And every time you water, the plants will get fed. Okay? But start fertilizing them now. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And if any of you were thinking of possibly coming to Ireland with us on May 12th through the 21st, take a look at the website. There's all kinds of great information. There's pictures of the gardens we're going to go visit and a lot more. We are about 60% sold out, so space is going to be very limited. So, you know, if you're thinking about it, take a look at it. Give the travel agency a call, and they'll give you all the information. But we are well more than halfway through at this point. Don, who's up next?
This is Jeff from West Yarmouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about a burning bush.
Jeff from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's a great show.
Thank you.
Okay. I have two questions, and I need to know about the care of a Rosa Sharon and a burning bush. A couple of years ago, someone gave me little twigs of burning bush. I put them in the corner of my yard, kind of a shady spot. It's the first time they've ever really turned scarlet, and they're kind of filling in. But I'm not sure what type of fertilizer to use and when to prune them. And also the same question for Rosa Sharon.
Okay. Rosa Sharon is a plant that if you want it to get wider and thicker, prune the top off. Now, this is going to be in the spring.
Okay.
Right now, you don't want to do any pruning because the plants are dormant. So, for now, leave the burning bush alone. Leave the Rosa Sharon alone. In March, feed both of these plants with a product called Plant Tone. And Plant Tone is for any plants that lose their foliage during the winter. And you can also use Plant Tone on roses. You can use it on perennials. It's a good organic, all-natural fertilizer. So in March or April, depending on what the weather is like where you live, feed your plants, and as a general rule of thumb, you're using one handful of Plant Tone for every 3 feet of height or spread per plant. Just sprinkle it around the base of the plant and kind of scratch it in with your fingertips, okay? Now, burning bush will get up to be 6 foot plus. But you can keep it at 3 foot or 4 foot, whatever you want. So in the spring, before the foliage comes out, prune it to the shape and to the height that you want, and that way you can keep it under control. If you want it to grow more with height, prune the sides, leave the top alone. If you want to control the height and let it get wider, prune the top of the plant and leave the sides alone. Rose of Sharon is a plant that will naturally be upright in growth. But sometimes, especially when they're young, they grow like a column. And what you need to do is every single spring, just prune about 2 inches, 3 inches off the top of the plant. That will stimulate the side buds to wake up and to grow and get active, and that will make the plants grow wider. It will double or triple the amount of branches that the plant would normally make, so it will also double or triple the amount of flowers that develop on that plant. So other than that, that's all you need to know. Fertilize in the spring, prune to control the height, or prune to give you the shape that you want, whether it's wider or more narrow. Now, Rose of Sharon, if you plant them on 4-foot centers in a row, will make a beautiful fence for privacy, and it blooms all summer. Especially if you live on the Cape, if you were to, instead of putting in fencing or an evergreen hedge, plant Rose of Sharon or burning bush every 4 foot. Rose of Sharon can be kept at 5 foot or 6 foot, and it will give you the most magnificent looking hedge that you've ever, ever seen. Full color, all summer long.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent, next spring from May 12th to the 21st, and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today completely. complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th Annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And we've been talking the last month or so about putting our garden to bed, about preparing our broadleaf evergreens for the winter, and how important it is, especially for newly planted evergreens, boxwood, ilex, holly, mount laurel, to give them a little help during the first winter. And if your plants are exposed south-facing, get that sun all winter long, and it gets cold where you live, it may benefit you a great deal to use an anti-desiccant. So I want you to understand what an anti-desiccant is. So we've asked Brad Nichols from the Wiltproof Company, and this is the man who invented this product, to explain to you what an anti-desiccant is and to tell you about Wiltproof. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you. I'm glad you were able to join us this morning and explain to our listeners what Wiltproof is.
Well, Paul, Wiltproof is a chemical composition of water and rosin. Rosin from the pine tree, natural rosin. Our rosin is of a particular high quality, which we formulate into a long-lasting, what they call a beta-pinene polymer, which we patented into what we call pinolene, which is a film-forming polymer. When sprayed on foliage, our outside coating will degrade and powder away with climatic conditions in 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, as other transparents, anti-transparents do. Except with ours, another layer is developing as the top layer disappears. It's like having several sheets on a bed, Paul. You take the top sheet off, and you have several sheets left. So Wiltproof offers a long-lasting protection as a result of this process. No other antitranspirant can make this statement.
Now, tell us why people should use a product like Wilproof on their broadleaf evergreens at this time of the year.
Well, Paul, at this time of the year, especially in the northern climates, the root system is frozen, will become frozen. And that is where the moisture comes into the plant, through the root system. And if the roots are frozen, no moisture comes in. And because these are evergreens, the leaves stay on all winter long. And without moisture, they turn brown, curl up, and sometimes just plain quit and fall off. With the addition of a protection, a spray protection on the foliage, Wilproof creates a thin, transparent film, reducing the transpiration of water from these leaves. And until the root system gets a chance to redevelop in the spring, when the roots are no longer frozen, it's a helpful thing to have something on there that'll hold the moisture in before the roots have a chance to bring in moisture by themselves. So you're not creating moisture, you're just protecting the moisture that's already in the leaf.
So you're like plugging up all of the pores on the plant so that moisture is not lost by the wind and sunshine.
Well, that's partially correct. We don't actually plug up the pores. We just partially plug them up because otherwise we'd smother them. So there is transpiration going on, but very, very little compared to if there was no antitranspirant on there.
Now, when is the best time, and how do you apply it? Do you have to get it on top of the leaf as well as the underside of the leaf? And what type of temperature do you need to apply this?
Okay. There are several questions or several items to that answer. Number one, you can spray Wilproof any time as long as the spray does not freeze on the foliage while you're spraying it, and for 2 or 3 hours for drying time afterwards in daylight. Not necessarily sunlight, but it has to dry in daylight to take advantage of the ultraviolet rays, which make it into this polymer I mentioned earlier. So when do you spray it? Well, it depends on where you are, but the longer you wait, the longer the spray is going to last. 2 or 3 months, we hope, maybe 4 months. But to be sure, in Connecticut here, we spray around Thanksgiving time, and we're pretty sure of getting through 3 months of winter.
Okay, and then as long as your temperatures are above freezing, you're all set. Now, do you apply it with like a pump sprayer, or does Wilproof come ready-mixed for people that only have 2 or 3 evergreen-type plants?
Okay, we have a ready-to-use trigger sprayer, which works just fine. But if you've got a lot of shrubs, you're better off using a pump type or pressure type sprayer. It's more economical and it's a lot easier. If you have a sprayer, they're not terribly expensive, and you should spray with a pump type of pressure sprayer. If you have a power sprayer, that's even more economical and a lot easier. So I think it's important to spray under the leaves if possible. That's usually not very easy to do, but if you can do it, that's fine. It gives it more protection. And as far as spraying it when it's not freezing, I pay less attention to the thermometer than I do to the actual foliage. What I do is if I have questions about the temperature, I throw a glass of water on a branch and see if the water freezes. Well, if the water freezes, then I know it's too cold. But if it doesn't freeze, it might be 34 degrees, and then it's probably safe to go ahead and spray with Wilproof.
Now, can you use this on any plant, Brad?
You can use it on any plant that grows. There are some that you want to spray a little bit later and more carefully, like arborvitae and cypress and cedar. The directions are on the label, and we caution there to spray very definitely after the plants have had a chance to harden off. We mortals will never know when a plant is actually hardened off, but what it means to harden off is the moisture in the foliage retreats to the root system for the winter. Those species don't have very many stoma or pores where they transpire the moisture, so they're a little slower to harden off than others. So make sure you don't, if you have a very sudden severe freeze where it goes down to zero or 10 below zero and sometime in November, then the moisture in that foliage in the cells could freeze and burst and cause some damage. So you don't want to spray too early on those particular species.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, once you have applied it, and you're using it on primarily broadleaf evergreens, can people use this? I mean, the two plants that I get the most questions about that have problems during the winter are roses and hydrangea. Can you use Wilproof on roses and hydrangea to protect those stems? You know, we've been talking about for broadleaf evergreens, but for plants like azalea, like hydrangea and roses that are really delicate, how will Wilproof help them to get through the winter?
Wilproof will do the same thing for the stems on these plants as they do on the leaves for the evergreens. And yes, very definitely hydrangea and roses should be sprayed with Wilproof after the foliage drops off. There's no point in spraying when the foliage is on there because it's not necessary. But when the foliage has dropped off, then spray with Wilproof. And on the roses, of course, you still want to mulch them up to protect the root system. But the stems will definitely be helped by spraying Wilproof. And you can go further than that. We spray our dogwoods with Wilproof to help them from drying out in the stems.
Okay, so if you have flowering plants like magnolias or dogwoods or some plants like Japanese maples that are so delicate. I know I have one in the backyard, and when the first couple of years that I had planted this beautiful red threadleaf maple, I always had a lot of winter kill where the new growth seemed to die back every year. Applying the Wilproof to a plant like that will help it to better survive the winter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would strongly recommend it, especially on your red maples, definitely.
And things like brand new planted ground covers, Pachysandra, English ivy, Pachysandra, myrtle, it can be applied on that also?
It can be. A lot of things can affect those ground covers other than moisture loss, but Wilproof is not going to hurt anything. It'll probably help just about everything. And keep in mind that Wilproof is organic and biodegradable and non-hazardous, and it's a great product to use because it's harmless and it does so much good on so many plants.
Now, we're coming up to the holiday seasons, and people like to decorate. I know I like to get started early. If I was going to put roping in my house or a wreath inside the house, what would you say about treating your cut evergreens for inside use, and how would you do that, Brad?
Well, Paul, they definitely should be sprayed with Wilproof. And the trick there is that they've got to be sprayed outdoors in daylight in order for the chemical to polymerize, as I mentioned earlier. But they should be sprayed. Excuse me. And once they're dry, they can be brought indoors, and Christmas trees as well as roping and wreaths. And it's amazing how much longer the needles will last and stay green and not drop off all over the place. So, yes, for any kind of Christmas decoration that you're going to bring in the house, Wilproof is fine. Just make sure you spray them outdoors. Don't try and spray them indoors. You want to avoid spraying Wilproof on any walls or drapes or anything like that, carpeting, because it's very, very sticky by nature. That's why it works so well. And you don't want to get it where you don't want it.
So you would take your wreath, spray it outside, give it a chance to air dry, and then bring it into the house and hang it, and then you would be all set.
That's correct.
Now, Brad, do you have a website that people can go to get more information about Wilproof?
We do, Paul. We have a website. It's called wiltproof.com, W-I-L-T, WILPROOF, WILPROOF.com. And we have all the information that we have just talked about, plus a lot more. We have a 10-minute video on the website, and we have store locators where you can purchase WILPROOF all over the country. And it's an interesting website, I think, to just browse through. And it tells you a little of the history of WILPROOF and why it came to be and what it does and how it does it.
Now, you were saying that WILPROOF is made from, is it from the pitch from the pine tree?
It's made from the rosin.
The rosin of?
The sap.
Okay. So the sap of the pine tree is one of the active ingredients that helps to seal the leaf to protect the plant from moisture loss.
That is correct. That is the active ingredient. About 25% rosin or pine oil and 75% inert, which of course is the water, which acts as the carrying agent to get it onto the plant. One thing I should mention here, but I don't want to forget it, is after you're through spraying, make sure you rinse your sprayer out carefully and thoroughly right away with warm water and detergent. Because if you don't, it's not going to spray for you the next time because it is so sticky.
Brad, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Nice to be here, pal.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with WILPROOF anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use WILPROOF, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
from that to County Clare. Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Karen from Hudson, New Hampshire, who has a question about poison ivy.
Good morning, Karen. How can we help you with your poison ivy this morning?
Yes. When does it feel safe to go near the stuff?
Well, I'll tell you, poison ivy is never really safe to be near it. Once the leaves come out, I mean, you can walk through it and it won't be a problem, but if you decide to pull on the poison ivy, between the bark and the wood on the inside are full of juices, and the juice is as poison or toxic to your skin as the leaf juices are. So, you know, it's easier at this time of the year if you want to pull it out of the yard and get it away from where you're going to be spending some time. So, you know, put a long sleeve shirt on, put on some gloves, get outside and pull it. But remember, if that vine, in the process of you pulling it out of the ground, touches your face, you could get poison ivy on your face. And the other thing that's really, really important, Karen, is if you're going to pull up all of the poison ivy, throw it someplace where you're not going to be touching it in, you know, the months to come, but never burn poison ivy. Because if you burn the vine itself, and you're cleaning up the yard and you're throwing leaves and whatever else in the pile with the poison ivy vine, the smoke will become toxic. And you can get poison ivy by just having the smoke hit you in the face or the hands or the arms. So never ever burn poison ivy. You're better off to pull it up, put it in a trash bag, send it out with the trash, or if you have plenty of land, pull it out, put it someplace where it can dry out by itself, someplace where you will not bother it in the future. Weed killers, at this point, it's too late. The plant has to be actively growing to use a product like Roundup or something like that. But this time of the year is the best to pull because all of the juice is going down or is down inside the root system. But remember, when you get in, take off the shirt or the jacket, throw it in your washer, and clean it. The gloves the same way, because if you have juice on your gloves, it could sit there for several weeks. You grab your glove to use them again. Now the juice that's dried is on the leather or on the canvas, and you could absorb it through that material. So if you're going to do a lot of work on poison ivy, buy a cheap pair of gloves. When you're done with it, if you can wash it, wash it. If not, into the trash. Otherwise, you could get it 2 weeks later. Thank you for the phone call. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Trish from Massachusetts, who has a question about a fungus.
Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Trish?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about lollipop gerbers. I've brought them off my son's porch, and during the summer, it seems as though I have gotten, I thought it was pollen dropping from the flower, but I now think it was like an orangey-yellow fungus on the leaves, because all of the new flowers have tried to come up, melted away, and then dried up when they were only like an inch high, and now my leaves are turning brown, and I still have a very slightly visible yellowish pollen on the little hairs of the leaves. What can I use on those lollipop gerbers?
Okay, it sounds to me that you do have a fungus. It could be like similar to a powdery mildew, but a general purpose rose and flower spray or dust, or you can use a general purpose fungicide that you can use like on lilacs and all of your shrubbery. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy. The secret with a fungus is to apply it on a regular basis according to the label, and avoid water on the foliage.